breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. A judge rules against police legal opinion. Occupy Auckland to be evicted on Christmas Eve. Oh, mate, they're going to slap him with Santa's big sack. This morning we received word that despite the legal submission by the area commander of Auckland Police, who found that Occupy Auckland are peaceful protesters expressing freedom of speech and utilising their legal right to peacefully assemble in protests, that the Auckland District Court, the great followers of tradition they are, has found in favour of Auckland City Council and ordered Occupy Auckland to vacate Altair Square by Christmas Eve 2011. This is breaking news. Occupy Auckland plans to appeal this judgment and defend the privileges under the Bill of Rights for the people of New Zealand. We'd like to express our appreciation to all our supporters and to ask them for any urgent assistance and or actions in solidarity that they are able to undertake. Please either come to the occupation with any ideas or resources that you may be able to have available to you and undertake urgent outreach to supported networks to let everyone worldwide know of this gross injustice that is being perpetuated against Occupy by the court. And there will be a media release following the General Assembly tonight at 6 p.m. local New Zealand time. That's in about 4 hours from now. And there's also a video on. There's also a video on this NZ police first to submit evidence in court supporting Occupy protesters in court. So yeah, New Zealand police supporting Occupy protesters in court. You should be able to search that up on YouTube and have a look at that one. They might be the first police department in the world, might be, to actually submit in court in favour of the Occupy movement and say, look, they're peaceful protesters. They're lawfully allowed to be there. We're not going to evict them. They refuse to obey the council. So we'll see if they follow these orders. Jack?
No, they're going to get beat down on Christmas Eve. I mean, that's what the setup is. And let me tell you, this is all set up because there's going to be an American spring, and that extends to New Zealand and Australia and anywhere else. This spring, this coming spring, when the weather gets a little bit warmer, we're going to see the biggest chaos fighting in the streets we've ever seen in modern times. Okay, I'm old enough to remember, you know, the last go around and what happened to Jerry Rubin. Remember Jerry Rubin? He was the big, you know, communist agitator. They beat him down at Woodstock and all of that. But read his book, Do It, because it has a lot to do with where we're at today. He became a stockbroker, you know, and that's the truth. So the thing is all leading up to busting people, busting heads, and making it bad in order to give it credibility to come back in the spring. In the spring, not only are they going to come back here in the United States of America, they're going to come back where you're at, Vinny, and they are going to start taking Central and South America, because that is David Rockefeller's lifelong dream before he dies, which could be any day. And by the way, he walks around in the street, and I'm not saying to kill him. I would say don't kill him. Don't break cameras and stuff, and don't resist. You know, I'm not saying, you just heard me, right? I'm saying don't kill David Rockefeller, who just walks around on the street. But his bucket list, the final thing is to create an American union with a free trade area of the Americas, and an American spring is going to break out here like no one's ever seen before. And the only way they can back that up is to make it happen all around the world. Get ready, folks. I'm telling you, get ready for this spring. It's going to be crazy. It really is. Here we go.